Good morning, everyone, and thank you for holding. Welcome to Mellnex earnings call concerning the results of the fourth quarter of 2022. I would like to point out that for those who need simultaneous translation, the tool is available on the platform. To use it, you have to click on the button Interpretation to the globe icon at the bottom of the screen and choose your preferred language, Portuguese or English. For those who will listen to this teleconference in English, there is an option available to mute the original audio in Portuguese by clicking on the Mute Original Audio button. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded, will be made available at the company's website at ri.mellnex.com.br, where the complete material concerning this earnings call will be available. It is also possible to download this presentation by way of the chat icon in both Portuguese and in English. During the company's presentation, all participants will have their microphones on mute. Following that, we will begin the questions and answers session. To ask questions, click on the icon Raise Hand or Q&A at the bottom of your screen and type in your question. When you are called, a request to activate your microphone will show on the screen, and then you must activate your microphone to ask your question. We would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding Mellnex business prospects, as well as its operating and financial projections and goals, are based on the beliefs and assumptions held by the company's management and information currently available. Forward-looking considerations are not guarantee of performance and involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions, since they refer to future events and therefore depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect Mellnex's future outcomes and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in this future consideration. Here with us today are the chief executives of the company, Mr. Leandro Mellnex, Chairman of the Board, who will make his final remarks after the Q&A session, Mr. Juliano Mellnex, CEO, and Mr. Carlos Vollenweber, CFO and Investor Relations Director. I now give the floor to Mr. Vollenweber. Good morning, everyone. It is with great satisfaction that we present Mellnex operating financial results for the fourth quarter and the consolidated year of 2022. Before moving on to the presentation itself, I'd like to go over last year's highlights. In spite of 2022 being a very challenging year, when we faced a rise in inflation, followed by a steep rise in the country's interest rates, as well as elections at the end of the year, we were able to deliver a good operating performance at Mellnex. We raised the total volume of launches in the year by 15%, for a total of 1.3 billion of launched PSV and a corresponding improvement in the SOS of launches to 35%. Our net sales rose 32% in the period, with special mention to the sales of remaining inventory, which were 56% higher than in 2021. We purchased during the year land worth more than 800 million reals of PSV in absolutely premium locations in Porto Alegre, aimed at the middle and upper income segments. And we're able to keep our gross margin in line with the previous year, in spite of the higher construction costs. In slide three, we present the breakdown of our launches. In the quarter, we launched three projects, two from our Urbanizadora unit, projects Arbo in Santa Maria and The Garden in Canoas, and the first phase of Grand Park Moinhos from our developer, totaling 195 million in the quarter, and 1.3 billion in the year. In the year, 64% of launches happened in the mid and high income segment, 26% from Urbanizadora, and 10% in the affordable segment. The photographs of these projects can be seen in the next slide. In slide five, we present our net sales, which totaled 123 million in the quarter and 647 million in the year. This represents a 32% growth in the year. The SOS of launches in the fourth quarter was very positive at 58%, and average SOS in the quarter was 10%. It is important to note that for the deliveries scheduled for 2023, 80% is already sold, as you can see in the bar graph in the slide. In slide 6, we present our deliveries. In the year, we delivered nearly 1 billion reais of PSV, an all-time high for Melnin. We have currently 20 projects under construction, comprising 45 towers, for a total of 2 billion of PSV. In the next slide, you can see the pictures of the projects delivered in the fourth quarter. We delivered Pontal, an iconic project in Porto Alegre facing the Guaíba River, Moinhos Hotel, the High Garden project, and the tract housing project, Praça do Sol, all of which are selling very well. In slide 8, we break down our inventory. We ended the year with 1.1 billion of PSV in inventory. The portion of inventory that's under construction totals 747 million of PSV, and 80% of it will be delivered in 2024 and onwards. From the portion of inventory that's already finished, which totals 342 million, 35% has been leased in the reversible to sales lease model. It's worth noting that more than half of the leased units under this model are eventually purchased by the clients. In the next slide, we break down our land bank, which consists of 30 lots that represent a PSV, Melnick share, of 3.7 billion, and 28% of which refer to already approved projects. In 2022, we purchased 822 million of PSV, consisting of land located in prime regions of Porto Alegre, aimed at projects for the middle income and upper income segments. Moving on to our financial indicators in slide 10, we had 211 million in net revenue in the quarter and 1 billion in the year, which means a 33% growth in relation to 2021. Our gross profit in the fourth quarter was 40 million and 235 million in the year, representing a 27% increase in the year. Net income was 10 million in the quarter and 84 million in the year with a 12% net margin. We show you our capital structure in the next slide. We ended the quarter with a gross debt of 165 million, all of it used to financing to production of our ongoing projects, in a cash position of 352 million, which represents a net cash flow to equity of 15.6%, as you can see in the chart on the left side of this slide. It is important to point out that in 2022, we advanced the payment of 24 million in dividends. I now give the floor to Juliano, Melnick CEO. Good morning, everyone. The year of 2022 was highlighted by the continuity, by the elections, rising inflation. The gross PSV went over 22 million. The SOS of launch was 35 million. For the next year, if we don't have the same condition, together with the launch of new launches, we have an opportunity to increase our participation within the PSV to be launched. We have a good percentage of land bank that has been approved. And it's important to highlight that we purchased land bank during the year with great price and competitive. And we hope to launch a great part of this land bank in 2023. Thank you very much for your attention. We now move on to Q&A. We'll now begin the Q&A session. We'd like to remind you that to ask questions, you have to click on the icon raise hand or Q&A at the bottom of the screen and type in your question. when you are asked a request to activate your microphone, will show on the screen, and then you have to click on it to ask your question. Here is our first question from Igor Gomes, sell-side analyst from XP. We'll now open your microphone for you to ask your question. Good morning. Thank you for a presentation. Two questions I have here. First, how you see the market for 2023, thinking of the strategy of launches, if you're going to be more selective, if you believe you can grow vis-a-vis 2022. And I would like to go into deeply into the segments, how you see these segments when you focus more on the high end, how you see this preference in relation to high end. I think basically this. Hello, Igor, thank you for the questions. How we see 2023? I think it will be very similar to this year that we have just finished, 2022. We are looking launch by launch. We are not giving guidance. We think we have projects that we believe will be good for the market. And because we have part of the land bank that's already been approved, we can choose the best launches depending on the quarter, the situation of the quarter, the market situation. I think it's important to highlight that the possibility of growth, of growing our net PSV within the gross PSV, we had an atypical situation this year. The biggest two projects, we had a partner with 50% of land purchased by us, and we developed the project. The launches were made by us, so all the work was done by us, but obviously part of the result was given to the partner. So this year we have this possibility, besides not having in the land we intended to launch, we not have partner. So we are also have a new line of launch that of land that we bought in cash, and we are going to launch most of it this year, which permits us to increase our participation in terms of net PSV without having to push the market and put more PSV in the market than we did. So we're going to grow within our own operation. Regarding launches, we'll be concentrated in the mid and high end, where the client has more purchasing power, and our land has been performing very well. Our projects have been performing very well in terms of price, considering the difficulties of the market at the time. And this segment of compact units also have been performing well, differently from São Paulo. I think there is an incentive from the zoning law in São Paulo. Here in Porto Alegre, we don't have this, but the performance is still good. So this is our strategy. We are really going to look into it launch by launch. But this great opportunity of not pushing the market and still grow within our own operation. It's clear. Thank you. Thank you, Igor, for your question. Our next question comes from Elvis, sell-side analyst from BTG Pactual. We will now open your microphone so you can ask your question. Elvis, you may proceed. Good morning, Juliano. Good morning, Carlos. Two questions here. First, regarding sales, if you can give me an update, how the sales are in the beginning of the year, what's happening now in March, if you can comment about the performance regarding Melnick Day, and if you can comment how you see the demand considering this macro situation that's more difficult, if you are being more aggressive in terms of price to keep the SOS, or if you have been able to keep a pace of sales, even with this worsening in the macro situation, a higher interest rate. I would like to understand your vision on this. Elvis, thank you for your questions. Melnick Day, we had it at the end of the week, the last weekend. We're going to have the preliminary results in a few weeks. I'm not going to say it now, but I can tell you right now that we performed very well. it was a very important event for us. I like to say that in terms of sales, it's almost like a quarter in itself, an extra quarter in terms of volume of sales. What I can say is that it did very well, not only a good volume, but we reduced our inventory in an important way, especially inventory that we believed were important to move. So the more liquid inventory that we can manage the prices better. So I'm not going to advance any figures right now because we are going to have this very soon. In relation to the market, to the speed of sales, it's been moving well. We are looking at it from launch to launch. As I said, we have two segments that are more important that we have been betting on, which is the compact segment and the higher end segment. Naturally, the SOS for compact is higher because you have investors together, so sales are faster. So the beginning, the initial SOS is very good. So in this quarter now, when the figures are released, we're going to have the launch of a product aimed at investors, and we'll be able to see this higher SOS. Regarding the high end, it starts more slowly, but then it sells along the construction, which allows us to capture better prices. So our strategy for the year is to focus on these main pillars in terms of launches. And we see some opportunities as we had in the past. Canoas, which was an affordable marketing segment product, but it performed very well. So maybe this opens up to the possibility of another project in the same segment. But the launches, we have been able to do them, considering the prime land we have. And we have some launches of land bank that are very important, high end, and they have been able to capture a good margin. Thank you, Juliana. It was clear. Thank you. Good day. Thank you, Elvis, for your question. I would like to remind you that to ask questions, you must click on the Q&A icon at the bottom of your screen and type in your name and company, or on the raise hand icon. The Q&A session is now closed. I would like now to give the floor for the company's final remarks to Leandro Melnick. Good morning. In spite of 2022 being a very challenging year, Melnick has delivered good operating results. We had a 23% growth in revenues, 32% in sales. I would like to highlight the 45% increase in the net income for the minorities. When we interpret this data even better, in 2022, we had 1.3 billion of launches, while in 2021 was 1.1. This means a 15% growth. Our SOS of launches also increased significantly, 45%. In 2021 was 26%. The fact that we launched 1.3 billion in Porto Alegre with a good SOS and a good result, it shows the company's capacity and the city to absorb our launches. In 2022, we had a smaller participation within our own launches, especially because of Nilo Square project, which had a significant participation of our partner. We had 50%. Melnick had 50% in the launches of this company. And this fact shows that the company is, the city is absorbing this increasing launches. Melnick has produced launches with a relevant increase in profit per unit. And now in 2023, we will have we'll be in condition to increase here. We'll be able to increase the percentage of our launches, going back to our history average of 75%. In 2023, we started the year very well operating, keeping a very good speed of sale. This year, we will increase our PSV within our own structure, our launch structure. We have a company that is solid, very efficient in regarding its operating expenses. We have a qualified and very robust land bank. We have a company with a good cash, like a net cash flow, protected against the increasing interest rates. We are cautious seeing this macro scenario, but we will start a growth cycle in terms of ROE and speed after a period of investment that began with the company's IPO. So, and we'll pay recurring dividends. Thank you all for this call. I'll see you in the next one. Melnyk's teleconference regarding the results for the fourth quarter of 2022 is now closed. The Department of Relations, Investor Relations will be at your disposal to answer any other questions you may have. Thank the participants. Have a nice day.